Chapter 51. There was ignorance again. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Proverbs 28, verse 26. Is it truly well with you? In my dream I saw Hopeful looking back a moment. Immediately he nudged Christian. Hey, there is ignorance again. Do you see how he is dawdling? Yes, yes, Christian said. It seems as if he does not want to walk with us. No, otherwise he would be walking faster. Too bad. It would have been better for him to have been with us all the time. It certainly would have, Christian answered, but he thinks much differently than we do. Yes, I think so too. But even though it is so, let us still wait for him. They stopped and looked back again. Are you still coming? Christian asked, when ignorance was finally with them. Why did you walk so slowly? Oh, I prefer to walk alone rather than in company, unless it is a pleasant company. Softly, Christian said to Hopeful, Now you see, did I not tell you that he does not care about us? But let us talk with him again. There are not many people here, so we have time to talk. Who can tell? Christian then turned to Ignorance. Well, how are you? How are things between God and your soul? I hope it is well, Ignorance answered while he kept looking ahead, for I feel that I am full of good thoughts. All the time as I am walking, they enter my mind and I am comforted by them. Which good thoughts? Christian asked. Are you willing to tell us about them? I think about God and about heaven. So do the devils and the people in hell. Yes, but I think about him and I also long for him. Christian shook his head. So many people do this who will never enter heaven. Lazy people also desire many things, but still they never get them. Ignorance began to talk a little louder and faster. I think about God and I left everything for him. I wonder, Christian said. Many people think they left everything for God, but it is not that easy. But tell me, why did you want to leave everything for God in heaven? Because my heart told me. Your heart? Yes, that is good, isn't it? Well, I do not think so, the wise man said. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. That means he is not wise. Yes, Ignorance nodded. But that is the case with an evil heart. My heart is good. How can you show that? Christian wanted to know. Just because my heart often comforts me with heaven. Do you know that your heart can deceive you? Deceive? You can comfort yourself with very nice things, which you will never receive. How do you know you may go to heaven? Well, my heart is good, and I live a good life, too. They agree with each other, and therefore I may hope for heaven. Who tells you that your heart and life agree with each other? Oh, my heart does. Your heart? Your heart says time and again you are good, Ignorance. But you must not listen to your heart. You must listen to what God's word tells us. Only that is true. But if you have good thoughts, then you have a good heart too, isn't that correct? Yes. And if your life is according to God's law, then it is good, isn't it? Christian nodded. That is true too. But do you truly have a good heart? And is your life truly according to the law? You may well think that, but that is not always the case. Ignorance did not understand much of it. Which kind of thoughts would be good according to you? And when is our life according to God's law? There are good thoughts about us, about God, and about Christ, and even about other things too, Christian said.
So you can also have good thoughts about yourself?
Yes.
What kind of thoughts are these then?
Thoughts which agree with God's word.
Oh yes, Christian said. But when do your thoughts agree with God's word?
Our thoughts agree with God's word when we think the same things about ourselves as the Bible does.
Christian noticed he must explain that to him.
Shall I explain this to you a little better?
You may.
God's word tells us about all the people without a new heart. No one is righteous. There is no one that seeks God. Man's heart is completely evil and wrong. No matter how young and how little we are, our heart is evil. Well, if you think this about yourself too, and you also feel it, then your thoughts are good, for then they agree with God's word.
Unbelievingly, ignorance looked at Christian. I will never believe that my heart is that bad. Sadly, Christian shook his head.
So you never had good thoughts about yourself then?
It was silent for a moment.
Then Christian said, but let us continue to talk about this. God's word does not only tell us whether our heart is good, it also tells us if our ways are good. If they agree with the word of the Lord, then they are good.
Our ways? Ignorance asked. I do not understand that. You need to explain that to me.
Well, Christian answered, the Bible tells us that our ways are crooked. They never lead in the right direction. They are wrong. Man walked away from the good way. He does not even know that way anymore. That is what God's word says. Do you say that also? And do you agree with it? Does this cause you sorrow when you think according to the word of the Lord?
Okay, I understand. And what are good thoughts about God?
If they agree with God's word.
And what is that then?
If you think rightly about who God is, how he exists, and how he is, if you know how glorious he is, there is nothing wrong in him. He knows everything. I cannot tell this all now. This you must surely know. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He sees sinful and wrong things in us, which we do not even see of ourselves. If deep down in our hearts we think of something, then God knows it. Do you sometimes think of that?
Ignorance shrugged his shoulders.
Do you sometimes think that all your good thoughts are still a stench in God's holy nostrils? Name something very good about yourself, the very best. Do you know that then you still cannot appear before God with this? Do you have such high thoughts about God? Then your thoughts are good.
Angrily, Ignorance looked at Christian. Do you think I am such a fool that I do not understand that? Of course I know that God can see more than I can. You probably think I want to come before God with my best works.
I do not know what you think, Christian said. Tell me if you would like.
I think I must believe in Christ, Ignorance said. Through him all will become right with God the Father again.
Ignorance's faith.
It seemed as if Ignorance knew how it could become right between God and his soul, for he said that he must believe in Christ. But did he also truly know it? Christian wanted to know this.
He said, now you must also tell me how that happens. How can you ever believe in Christ if you do not even need him? You have never truly seen your sins, both the sins with which you were born
and the sins you commit every day again. You think much too highly about yourself and about everything you do, and by this I can see that you never truly needed Christ. Christ is the only one who can exist before his Father. His life was truly good. He never committed any sins, and the sins of his people he carried away. If you belong to him and are his, then it is well. Only through him you are made righteous before God. How then can you say you believe in Christ?
Yes, but I believe everything you say.
How do you believe that then?
I believe Christ died for sinners. For that reason I believe that God will make me righteous. He will not curse me anymore. God sees that I want to obey him. I keep his law as well as I can. Of course, I am not able to do this perfectly, but that does not matter, for Christ takes care that everything of me is right. He does that through everything he merited. Thus the Father agrees with everything I do. He actually tells me that all is right with me again, and that I am good again because I did my best.
So, that is your faith?
Yes. Is that not right then?
No. You think you have faith, but it is not real.
Nowhere in the Bible can you read about such a faith, explained Christian.
What is wrong with it then?
You think you can be a child of God because God thinks you are good, and that is not how it is.
Why not?
You made yourself acceptable to God, and that is not possible anymore.
Yes, but can you then never become a child of God?
Oh, yes. But that is only possible if you receive everything from the Lord Jesus.
Everything, you hear?
Then you know he took your sins upon himself. And do you know what you receive back from him?
His righteousness. This means you can exist before God again. Only then you are good in God's eyes. Then the Father sees everything of his Son in you, and then it is well.
Ignorance did not agree with this. I think I live a much better life than before. Therefore, God thinks I am good.
Christian shook his head. You deceive yourself. Oh, be careful. Soon the great day of God's wrath is coming. This way God's wrath will rest upon you eternally. This is not true faith, you hear. True faith says, I have sinned. I am lost. And therefore I must flee to Christ. Only in him and through him will it be made good and right between me and God. God does not accept you because you try to be obedient again. He only accepts us because of the obedience of the Lord Jesus. He is the only one who lived a perfect life. He suffered and died because of sin, and only that is enough. Under that garment, you are safe.
Ignorance laughed. If that were so, then I do not need to do anything anymore. If Jesus does everything for me, I do not need to do my best. If it goes that easily, you may as well go and commit sin again.
Your name is Ignorance, and ignorant you are, Christian answered sternly. If you say such things, you do not know anything about it. You do not know how things can become right between God and man. You do not know how you can be saved from God's fierce wrath. You do not know true faith, for you do not need the life and death of the Lord Jesus to exist before God. You never had a true desire to serve God. You have never learned to love his name and his word, neither his ways.
and you do not truly love God's people either. The Father must reveal it. Hopeful looked at Christian a moment. Do you know what you should ask him?
No.
Ask if Christ from heaven has been revealed to him. I doubt if that ever happened.
What revealed? Christian burst out. Are you also people who believe in revelations? Such things just come from a sick mind.
What did you say? Christian asked, startled. Do you not know then what revelation means?
It does not mean anything to me, Ignorance answered.
Then listen closely to the word revelation. It actually says reveal. Then you are going to see something which you could not see before.
We cannot see the Lord Jesus Christ in his word if it is not revealed to us.
We do not know him. We do not know who he is. The Father must reveal it unto us. Only then can we learn to know him.
That is your opinion.
No, this is a fact. I do not believe it this way, and my faith is just as good as yours, only I do not have those strange thoughts in my head.
May I interrupt a moment? Christian asked, while he looked at Ignorance.
You may not talk about it like this. I can tell you the same as my friend, and I will gladly do so again. You can only learn to know the Lord Jesus if the Father reveals him to you truly. And if you may see him then, you cannot take him for yourself either. Faith to accept him must be given. You need the power of the Lord for that. I notice that you know nothing about this, Ignorance. You do not know how this faith works. Oh, wake up, sir. Learn to see how evil and wrong you are, and flee to the Lord Jesus with this. By him you can find everything you need. You must be freed from eternal punishment, and that is only possible by everything that the Lord Jesus merited. He himself never committed sin, but he took the sins of others upon himself. Now he became the guilty one. He carried all that guilt away, so that he is free again. But he did not do it for himself. This he is willing to give away.
But you do not need that righteousness, for you think that God thinks your life is good.
Ignorance sighed. You walk so fast. I can hardly keep up with you. It would be better if you go ahead, and I will follow behind.
But Ignorance, the men said, do not be foolish. Now you were given such good counsel, even 10 times, and you do not listen. Just a little while, and then you will know what you are busy with. Do not go on. It is still the time. Now you can still listen to us. Now you can still be saved. If you do not want to listen, you will notice that later, and then it will be too late.
Explanation. There are still many people who deceive themselves. They think all is well with them, but it is still completely wrong. Their thoughts about themselves are much too good. They think they have the right faith, but they still lack everything. It is very important to ask ourselves, am I not deceiving myself? For ignorance lives in the hearts of all people. We are so ignorant in the things of the Lord. We secretly think, all will turn out well with me, for I do not live such a bad life. Sure, I sometimes do something wrong, but then the Lord Jesus is there, isn't he? He can make everything well again.
Oh, then we deceive ourselves. We lie lost in our sins and guilt. Even our best works are still filthy because of sin. We need to belong not to ourselves anymore, but to the Lord Jesus, that we live completely through him, that he washes us from all our sins. Only then we are good in God's eyes.